Hey, it's Pastor Mike. Are you a Bible nerd like I am? Well, even if you're not, I know you're really going to love our podcast called Bible Threads with Dr. Bruce Becker. Bruce is a friend and a colleague at Time of Grace, and he's a great teacher of the Bible. In his podcast, he uncovers the threads that run through the scriptures from beginning to end, and I'm not exaggerating when he will help you dig deeper than ever before into God's Word. He's going to inspire you to live with greater confidence and joy as he does. So just search for Bible Threads wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
Okay, one more Disney story. My daughter and I went at Disney World and we were staying at Port Orleans and we got onto the boat. And I know when I say boat, I sound like I'm from Wisconsin. So we got on the boat and this is the most inefficient mode of transportation on the whole entire planet. When we were walking on the sidewalk, we were moving more quickly than this boat was. But we get to the dock and a man, he's 60s, I think it was kind of a retirement job. He's wearing a semi-ridiculous outfit, but he was so pumped. He asked where we were going and he directed us to the boat with the right flag and we got on it. And 20 minutes later, we went the 100 meters away and got to the right spot. So all this is happening. And we got back and he was still excited and wanted to know if we saw everything that we wanted to see. And I thought, man, this guy loves his job. And his job is directing people to get on the most inefficient mode of transportation of all time. I'm thinking, why does this make sense? It might make sense like this. I think he saw that he had a purpose. In probably Disney terms, he was making magic. But what he was doing is he was giving people this experience so that they could have a great time. I don't know if you've been able to do that, but how do you connect what you're doing to something greater? And I know you're going to burn out if it's not connected to the greater mission in Christ. When I say purposes, I really mean purposes, plural, that you are finding a purpose in what you're doing immediately, but also a purpose on a bigger picture. How am I serving God when I do this? How can you use your abilities to best honor God? And you're like, yes, all right, I'm going to do this today. Except then today happens and then tomorrow. And do you ever feel like you're doing the same stuff? There's a myth, a famous myth, and these things, when you do it repetitively, is called Sisyphean, because Sisyphus was condemned to have to push a large boulder up a mountain, and then every night it would roll down, and for eternity, he had to roll it back up, and then it would roll back down, the same thing over and over and over again. My wife and I got to go to Cancun. It sounds like all I do is go on vacation, but we were in Cancun, and I remember getting up in the morning, and we were walking along the beach, and we'd go for a jog on the beach, but every single morning, the seaweed makes its way in, and the workers would be out there. They had a tractor, and they had trash sacks, and they had rakes, and the whole deal. Every single morning, they cleaned up all the seaweed, and I'm thinking, like, they get up tomorrow, and it's the same exact thing again and again and again. Does it feel like that? Does it feel like the work you do is like the same stuff, the same garbage landing on your desk, the same things you got to do? And you're like, I just do not want to deal with this person. I don't want to deal with this stuff again and again and again. So how do you see your way through it? Connect your purpose to Christ. The Bible says, whether you eat or drink or whatever you do, do it all to the glory of God. Serve people as if you're serving God. All these things are saying that I have a greater purpose that I am doing here, and I find a passion to do that. In the Bible, we celebrate every spring this idea of a passion. And the word passion is actually the Latin word for suffering. And you think that doesn't make sense. When we celebrate Jesus and what he has done for us, we don't celebrate his burnout. And why is that? You burn out if you're suffering through something you don't love or for something you don't love. Christ suffered for someone he loves. That someone is you. So take that passion that Christ has put into you and put it into the work that you have. Let's pray. Dear Jesus, first thank you for suffering, your passion for us, but help each of us find the things that we are passionate about. Help us see more clearly today how your work honors you. We ask this in your name. Amen.